DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
917-889-3926. It is 9:05 here in ATL. Hope you made it through the weekend. Happy Father's Day to fathers who are still celebrating. Listen, this is one holiday that's never long enough. Indeed, Father's Day. Again, 917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Man, we made it to another Monday. Up close tonight with our special guest, A-Luck. He got a couple of real hot joints he's sharing with us tonight. Plus, we got industry tips. Before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up for Hot Chocolate. What's going on, Mom?
Happy Monday to everybody in TM Hyman Radio, listening, land in the Social Lab. What's up? Happy, happy, happy I am. I think happy is my moniker for the day because I have a special guest here with me, too. She's actually here for the summer, but I have my grandma Cameron here from Virginia. She's over here sitting in the recliner in the studio blushing, but she said, hey, y'all.
Yo, she's growing up, too. I've seen pictures.
She is.
And she's growing up.
Yes. We're gonna tear the A up together.
Hey, well, welcome to the A. Hey, from the down the street, we call it. We chop it up with her every Wednesday. Check her out right here. We got Feet live from Columbia, South Carolina. What's going on, Ma?
What's popping? Just got out of the gym, feeling a little sexy. I think I left a few ounces at that on that treadmill, you know. But
okay.
It's all crazy.
It's not a bad thing. That's what you go for, to leave some pounds right there in the gym.
There you go.
Yes.
In the gym. That's what it is. Hey, let's get right to it. Hey, we're up close tonight with our special guest, A-Luck. He was scheduled last week. It did not work out. However, he's back this week. Listen, I heard a couple of tracks that the Young King got, and listen. Folks, you in for a treat tonight. So without further ado, all the way from the soulful city of Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, welcome my special guest tonight, A-Luck. What up, brother?
Hey, what's happening, man? I appreciate you having me on the show.
No doubt, bro. Thanks for stopping past. Again, thanks for being patient with us, and welcome to the show.
Mississippi. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Jackson, Mississippi, to be exact.
MISSISSIPPI is how they spell it.
Just in case you didn't know
about Mississippi. Hey, tell us a little bit about how you actually got into this game, bro, because you got some hot tracks we're going to share with the people tonight.
Okay. I appreciate the love, you know, first and foremost. But, yeah, I, you know what I'm saying, I always been around music, you know what I'm saying. My mom is a music teacher, so, you know, I always been around it, you know, always all the way from the piano bench, you know, to the choir stand, and, I did plays and all, you know, I just been around it, you know what I'm saying, and entertainment, period. And so, you know what I'm saying, I started out making beats back in the day, and, you know, it wasn't really, I wasn't really putting my full effort into it, making beats, and but my partner, he always knew that I could, you know what I'm saying, that I could write songs, because that's really what I love to do. I just love to create, and he just told me, like, man, you're wasting a lot of time, you're not really putting your all into it. And so he asked me when I was free. I told him. He took me to the studio, and he was paying, like, for my studio time. It's like $65 an hour, 4-hour blocks, 2 days a week. And that's kind of how I got started. If it wasn't for him, like, putting me in there, I wouldn't have got to this point. And then you just kind of started going from there.
Man, I read where you were, you're inspired by artists like Andre 3000, Kanye West, T-Pain, which is interesting because, I mean, tell our listeners how old you are, my friend, because you sound way more mature than your actual years.
I actually just turned 28 in April.
Wow.
Yeah. So, okay. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, those were my, you know what I'm saying? They're just people that I look up to, because I feel like you know how like rap is, you know, or hip hop, like it's real hood, it's real aggressive, you know. And those guys were able to break through and be great, but be themselves, you know what I'm saying? They was respected by those people in the hood and, you know what I'm saying, those gangsters, but at the same time, they were able to be them, their creative selves. And, you know what I'm saying, I just appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of how
no
I
doubt.
Am, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know, I'm kind of, like, in the middle, like, just I got respect from, you know what I'm saying, the people that kind of lived that life, but at the same time, I didn't because, you know, like, I just, you know what I'm saying, I'm just me. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, no hood cat. I'm just real, and I feel like people from that area can respect that. You know, they respect you for being who you are.
So as a songwriter,
certainly.
As a songwriter, what motivates you?
Just the creative process of it. I like to be able to talk about things that the average person goes through, but in a creative way, you know, and just having that, just making people vibe and have a good time. You know, I love the creative aspect of songwriting. Love it.
And
well,
are you more of
what you're talking about?
Yeah,
ahead,
for sure. For sure.
Say it again.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask what do you like to write about? Do you like to write about more heartfelt experiences? Because of course, you know, what you witness is going to bring about what you're going to write about. But what do you like to write about?
I like to write about what I see and what I've been through. And just my spin on life as a whole.
Love and relationships. The everyday struggle.
Absolutely. I mean, I like to write about it all because I go through it all. You know, I like to write about, you know, love and, like you said, relationships. You know, I really like to write about women and, you know, how they make me feel and how I see them. That's like my go-to right there.
let's give the folks an example for those who do not know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up close and personal tonight with our special guest, A Luck. This joint right here is called Saucy. It's 912. This is Social Lab.
Mama, tell them how I got the sauce. Mama, did I have it when I came up out the womb? Did I have it when I came into the room? Born 420 on a Friday afternoon, I don't know. Born on Nash in the weed day, OG Kush all in my DNA. Born so high like what Jesus say, all I know. Back in Texas, Mississippi, nigga, always felt a little lit. Stand out, nigga, never really fit. Stand up, guy, nigga, where do I sit? Hey, I don't know. Hung out, so I played in the street. Saw what happened, never stayed in the street. Nigga sat down, body laid in the street. Mama stood up, said, son, never see. Son is what God made you for. You was born high, people, they be low. So please don't hide, baby, be bold. The book of life may be pre-wrote. It might not, or maybe so. So be prepared like we pre-wrote it. And I'm not God, but all I know is you so. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I'm dripping, I'm so. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I know your team is going. Mama told me, baby, you the shit. Wifey told me, baby, you the shit. Get well fucked, trying to get rich. Rich one step up from a Crown Vic. Yeah, invest in your own shit. Yeah, invest in your own shit, yeah. Niggas don't really own shit. I'm a slave ship with the ownership, yeah. I ain't one you could lie to. Mama told me they ain't gotta like you. Disrespect people, do it just to spite you. Just cut them short like a nigga about fight to. Idols turn into rivals. So I keep a rifle in the Bible. Shots make a grown man do a praise dance. Church no holy revival. Wife said kill him with a smile. Guess I'm gonna kill him with a smile. That's life when you walk down the aisle. My shoes, you couldn't walk a mile. Got bars
trials never ever been a trial. Got bars, never ever been a trial. Trials I had, tribulations. Lord knows some people didn't make it. I know life's a blessing. In peace I could be resting. Till then you just gon' catch me. Just two step in my Giuseppe's. Pop the top, ain't talking Pepsi. This champagne is refreshing. I'm tipsy, she undressing, baby. Ain't no second guessing. I'm so saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I'm dripping, dripping, I'm so saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I know you see me going.
Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it.
Here with us, the winner of the Rate That Music Showcase here on TM Hom Radio Live, the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Doc, and Fee. We're going to be chopping it up with her in a second. However, once again, a little saucy right there from our guest tonight, A-Luck, and I have permission to tell you that my 11-year-old granddaughter was feeling that joint, too, when I, you know, was previewing it before the show. She was getting a little bounce on, so
yeah.
Tell us
you got good taste. You know what I mean? I like her already.
I will let her know.
That's one of them songs that just everybody like. You know what I'm saying? My mama liked that. Like my, you know, everybody liked that song. It's real dope, man. You know, gotta put that salsa out there, you know.
Salsa.
What was the motivation for that joint right there? That's hot.
I was actually having a conversation with my mama, and you know, I got five brothers and two sisters, and in front of them, she would always tell them, you know, say how I was the best kid, the most talented kid, the most handsome kid, you know, in front of them. And I thought that was, you know, kind of funny. So, you know, we were talking on the phone and we relived that moment. And I just kind of went in. I was listening to some beats and they came up. And the first thing I said was, "Mama, tell them how I got the sauce," you know, just based off of our conversation. And it just, it just went from there.
I gotta credit my mama
for giving me the sauce and you know, just having that conversation and giving me the inspiration for that. So shout out to my mama.
No doubt. We gotta always shout moms out. The one thing I could appreciate is before the break you talked about being yourself. You talked about 3000 and Wes and those guys being able to be uniquely who they were, right? And they stood out and they were successful for being authentic. The sound is an authentic sound. I certainly appreciate your brother for pushing you, and not only for pushing you, but for investing in you, because clearly, he knows talent when he hears it. Where do you see yourself 3 to 5 years from now?
I see myself working, writing for mainstream artists all around the world. I don't really think it's any limit to what I can accomplish. I think Saucy is really the tip of the iceberg, you know. And I'm not shy in terms of working with anybody or writing for anybody. Like, as you can tell, the song, you know what I'm saying, got sauce, so I'm not shy in terms of confidence. So I definitely see myself not necessarily just an artist, but like I said, just being able to expand on the level of intelligence, but also creativity in music. You know, it ain't gotta be trapped out to be real. You know, it could be Just be who you are and be your creative self, and it's real. Ain't nobody was built like you. Nobody is made like you. So you being you is real. It doesn't matter where you come from at all.
That's saying a lot right now, given the cookie cutter state that we're in. That's saying a lot.
Right.
No doubt. And that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, the state of music right now, it is all about your message. And it's all about being true to yourself. The one thing I really appreciate, and appreciate a lot of things tonight, is what you just said in reference to, you know, you don't have to be gangster. It doesn't have to be trap in order to be lit, you know, for the most part.
Right.
You didn't say that exactly, but that was my takeaway. It doesn't always have to be trap in order to be lit, folks. You got to decide your message, though, because when Gina asked, what do you like to write about? You said, I like to write about my experiences. I like to write about women. I like to write about how I feel. You know, that those are the messages that you like to put in the atmosphere. And artists,
right.
If you're looking to break into the game, you know, the one thing you got to understand about this game, because it has changed so dramatically, is you got to be comfortable with your own message. You got to be comfortable carving out your own little piece of the pie and being uniquely who you are. Because, again, you know, trying to be like somebody else, listen, they're already taken. That person is already taken. Their style is already taken. And I know we live in a world where, you know, y'all think everybody who sounds like Future is lit. But Future's already taken. You know, be who you are at the end of the day. Be who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
What would you encourage? What would you encourage somebody? So you broke in trying to do this when you were around 19 years old. What would you encourage your younger self today about the industry if he was trying to break in today?
I would say to my younger self, you know, self, be confident in who you are, and don't let anybody make you feel like who you are isn't good enough. You know, who you are is, you know, you are who you are in this world, period. So be that, be confident in that, and just keep moving forward. You know, going back to the Future reference, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I remember, you know, when Future came out, and people didn't get it. I know I was one of them people. I didn't get it. But he just kept going, and he kept being himself. He always, I watch interviews with Future, and he always say, I just try to be creative, you know, my creative self. I try to push myself and do this and that. So he's being the best version of himself. So I tell my younger self, be the best version of you every day. You know, and when I really was, you know, comfortable in doing that, I think that's when things started to change and things started to the ball started to get rolling for me. And this is really just the beginning, you know, this is the beginning. This ain't gonna be the last time y'all talk to me. I can bet you that for sure.
You're welcome back anytime, bro.
What you just described really to me is the first step in being successful in this game, folks. I mean, we talked about, you know, deciding your message, and that's certainly one of the tips we want to share tonight. But, you know, what he just described is really tip number one, and that's master your craft. You know, whether you're singing, songwriting, rapping, playing an instrument, producing music, you know, all musicians need to spend a considerable amount of time perfecting their talent. You know, everybody want to be famous, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to pretty much, you know, up your game and be competitive, uniquely competitive, ideally. You know, I mean, you know, hire a talent coach, you know, perform as often as possible live shows to build up your experience and your reputation. You know, study those that came before you. Get that experience that you need before you just try to jump out there. You know, get professional feedback. Get professional feedback and tons of practice. Perfect your craft. Perfect your craft.
Yeah.
Hey, you got another joint we're going to share with folks tonight. It's called Lights Off. It's not only is it Liddy, but it's a little explicit. Talk to the people about lights off.
All right. So once again, this is one of those situations. You asked me what I like to write about, and I said I like to write about women and how they make me feel. And you know, this is one of those cases. So it's basically about, you know, me and a young lady in a bedroom, or possibly some other room in the house, but might not necessarily even be in the house, but some room where it's just me and her. And you know, during the day. During the, you know what I'm talking about.
We know what you're talking about.
During the day, she's the lady that she needs to be, and when she get in that room, you know, and them lights go off, she's, you know, the lady that I need her to be.
Also, the lady that she needs to be, right?
Yeah. So that's exactly.
As we like to say.
Hey, it's called Lights Off. A Look. It's the Social Lab. Right. TMI Radio.
She come alive when the lights off. Yeah, she come alive. That's what I like. She let me slide when the lights off. Yeah, she let me slide. That's what I like.
I know you like it when I sing your naked picture. I get the rubbing on it just because I miss you. Then I think about the way you stick it in. Cause you're the type to keep it very confidential. Cause baby, I know you know we need them lights off. Right now I'm biting on my lips cause I'm getting off. You hold me down when I need that dick, it's asphalt. You the shit when you spit that tongue, just mask off. Spread my thighs, lay me down, turn them lights off. Like a white, yeah. I love you for life, yeah. For one night, yeah. This is how I go, yeah. How I go, yeah. Mississippi, oh, yeah. To the no, yeah. Pussy on the pole, yeah. On the pole, yeah. Baby, do it slow, yeah. Do it slow, yeah. Cash money raised me. Grew up crazy. Manly juvie, baby. Turk and Wayne, yeah. PG got an army and a navy. So just slim a pay, yeah. If you want it. Monkey on a stick, yeah, on a stick, yeah. Do it on a dick, yeah, on a dick, yeah. Shawty, you the shit, yeah, you the shit, yeah. Ooh, do it, shawty, you the shit. She come alive when the lights off, yeah. She come alive. She let me slide when the lights off, yeah. She let me slide. That's what I need in my life, yeah, yeah. Your legs, but love was in between them. Oh, mid-30s looking like you're turning 22. Ball out like we're playing at the running shoes. All eyes on me while I'm drinking gin and juice. All eyes on you cause I love the way you move. Men lie, women lie, no one knows the truth. All I know is that I wanna be with you. Oh, 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 yeah. Yo, yo, oh, yeah. Yo, yo. Yo.
All right. That was Lights Off. I'm sitting here vibing. Where is my wine? Oh, yes. But anyhow, yes. 917-889-3926. I am vibing with that one, young man.
Yeah, I think by vibing, I think he was over there twerking a little bit, you know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I was.
You might know me a little bit.
There were no lies told right there. No lies.
Nah, you might know me a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that honesty, though. I like that. Y'all go ahead and keep twerking to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, was there a particular individual that you had in mind when you were vibing to that one, when you were writing that one, or is just women in general? What was your inspiration?
It was a combination of women. You know, situations that I've been in throughout my life. And so I want to thank all of them for participating.
Hey, you got to have inspiration. Again, folks, you know, you got to decide on your message, you know, as an artist. Like, I mean, having talent is not enough. I mean, every musician, artist, at the end of the day, needs to focus on their message and what they want to express to the world. Like, I mean, everybody can relate to this song in some way, shape, or form at the end of the day, right? I mean, making music is about how things make you feel, right? How you connect with songs, you know, through expression, and how well you can relate, right? And I certainly could relate to both of the joints that I heard tonight. Soft Hand, Lights Out. A Luck is the artist. We're up close and personal tonight. A Luck, tell folks how they can follow you right now.
Okay. Y'all, once again, my name is A Luck, and y'all can follow me on Instagram right now. If y'all listening right now, pick up your phones and follow me right now. Y'all can follow me at The Real A Luck on Instagram. That's The Real A L U C K. That's me. If you follow me right now, I'm going to follow you right back.
Nice.
Follow him, he'll follow you.
Right back, right now.
There you go.
And I normally do that too. Like when I go to shows and have different events, you can kind of tell when people have followed you right then and there. So I try to do my best to follow people back. You know, I appreciate it.
All right.
What do people
that
have to look forward to?
Okay.
As far as music. The one thing that I don't think artists do enough is record. That's how you up your craft in this game. You got to record. What can we look forward to next from A Luck?
Okay. Lights Off, that's actually going to be the next song that I put out. It's going to be a big push behind that. I'm going to have visuals on that and everything. And after that, I'm going to put out my project is going to be called 13 Hours. Y'all please ask me why I call it 13 Hours before we get off this phone.
Why do you call it 13 Hours?
Why?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked. So I called it 13 Hours because there was a time where I was working like really hard, like excessively hard, and I didn't really sleep. Maybe like a week, you know, week or two, I wasn't getting a whole lot of sleep. I was shooting videos and doing a lot of recording and a lot of shows in and out of state. So I shot a video for one of my songs, and I went up to my mom's house in Mississippi. Me and my brother was up there, and we got there. It was like 4 p.m., 4:15, something like that. And my mom and my brother were sitting on particular spots on the couch, right? And so I get there, I was like, hey, mom, you know, I'm about to go take me a little nap. You know, I'll see y'all in a little bit. So I go lay down, and I wake up, and it's dark. So, you know, I'm thinking I only slept a couple hours, you know. And I come out of the room, they sitting in the same spot, except my brother got his shirt off this time. So I'm like, you know, man, what time is it? And my brother was like, man, it's 5 in the morning. I was like, what? I was like, I slept 13 hours? He was like, yeah. And at that moment right there, like, it hit me, you know, like all of the work that I had been putting in and all the time and, the sleep lost. And, you know, that made me really just appreciate the grind. And so that's, you know, that it gave me a lot of clarity. That, you know, when I woke up. And so I know that there's going to be more 13 hours like that. It's going to be more situations where I'm putting in work and I'm not losing sleep and I'm, you know, moving so much I can't really sit still. And so that's kind of going to be my thing. You know, it's going to be a 13 hours part two. And that's like, that's going to be my series that I have. So
13 hours putting in work. No doubt.
That's it.
Oh. All
right. That's it. So yeah, so that's going to be next. And then, you know, video for Saucy. And I mean, I got so much in store. Y'all just need to keep up and make, like I said, y'all follow me. You're going to see it all. You're going to see it all. Trust me.
Well, come on back.
No
and
doubt,
show us.
Bro. You welcome to come back here at any time. You have new music. You officially a guest here on TM Hyman Radio. You got two hot joints. And, bro, perhaps we can even connect somewhere. So, again, you're based out of Mississippi, right?
No, I actually live in Atlanta. I'm from, you know, I was raised in Jackson, Mississippi, though.
Okay, so you raised in Mississippi. You in the A.
Yep.
So, I mean, so you're in the midst of it all right now in the ATL. So we certainly may cross paths, you know, if you in the A, as the show is based out of Atlanta. But, bro, we want to say congratulations on Saucy and Lights Off, and just want to, you know, give you an opportunity to say a few words before you get out of here, you know, to the audience. Again,
right,
one more time, tell them how they can follow you.
Okay. Like I said, once again, my name is A Luck, and y'all can follow me on Instagram at The Real A Luck. That's The Real, TheRealAluck. I'm going to spell them be temp, so I get that right every time. You know what I'm saying? But y'all can follow me there. I got a link in my bio that takes you to all my music. It's streaming, you know, streaming on all platforms. I just, you know, first and foremost, like I said, I want to thank y'all again for having me on here. And I also want to, you know, shout out my team, my partner, Roddy G, and my cousin, my manager, you know, my, Tevlin. I just appreciate everything that they've been doing. You know, like that's my family right there. Like, they hold me down, and just everybody that's been rocking with my music thus far. Like, I appreciate it all. So,
hey, we gonna certainly continue to rock with you, bro, and follow, and continue to promote. Yo, we gonna keep Saucy and Lights Off on our playlist here, and we gonna keep on playing these joints, cause we can dig. As a matter of fact, hey, as you get out of here, hey, let's just hit Saucy one more time because we like it just like that. Hey, it's 9:38. Hey, look, Saucy, Social Lab, right back.
Mama, tell them how I got the sauce. Mama, did I have it when I came up out the womb? Did I have it when I came into the room? Born 420 on a Friday afternoon, I don't know. Born on Nash in the weed day, OG Kush all in my DNA. Born so high like what Jesus say, all I know. Back in Texas, Mississippi, nigga, I always felt a little lit. Stand out, nigga, never really fit. Stand up, guy, nigga, where do I sit? Hey, I don't know. Hung out, so I played in the street. Saw what happened, never stayed in the street. Nigga sat down, body laid in the street. Mama stood up, said, son, never see. Son is what God made you for. You was born high, people, they be low. So please don't hide, baby, be bold. The book of life may be pre-wrote. It might not, or maybe so. So be prepared like we pre-wrote. And I'm not God, but all I know is you so. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I'm dripping, I'm so. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I know it. I know you see me going. Mama told me, baby, you the shit. Wifey told me, baby, you the shit. Get well fucked, tryna get rich. Rich one step up from a Crown Vic. Yeah, invest in your own shit. Yeah, invest in your own shit, yeah. Niggas don't really own shit. I'm a slave ship with the ownership, yeah. I ain't one you can lie to. Mama told me they ain't gotta like you. Disrespect people, do it just to spite you. Just cut them short like a nigga about fight to. Idols turn into rivals, so I keep a rifle in the Bible. Shots make a grown man do a praise dance. Church no holy revival.
wife said kill him with a smile. Guess I'm gonna kill him with a smile. That's life when you walk down the aisle. My shoes, you couldn't walk a mile. Got bars, never ever been a trial. Got bars, never ever been a trial. Some trials I had, tribulations. Lord knows some people didn't make it. I know life's a blessing. In peace, I could be resting. Till then, you just gonna catch me. Just two step in my Giuseppe's. Pop the top, ain't talking Pepsi. This champagne is refreshing. Tipsy, she undressing, baby. Ain't no second guessing. I'm so saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I'm dripping, dripping. I'm so saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I know you see me going.
Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. Saucy, I know it. I'ma know you see me going.
Bite this joint, guys. This style, Social Lab, PM Hammer Radio. Hey, look, y'all see? 941-917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, up close and personal tonight with our special guest, A-Luck. Hey, plus, we're going to keep it moving with industry success tips. We talked about the fact that you got to be authentically who you are. That's one thing that A-plus, A-Luck, A-plus, A-Luck.
Called him A-plus.
Said several times. He referenced being authentic. You know, that's something that I don't think we see a whole lot of. And
it's a rarity these days.
Originality in both of his joints, right? Like, you've never heard these two joints before. Dope.
Yeah, it was definitely refreshing.
Yeah, refreshing is a good word.
Yeah.
And so, again, master your craft, decide your message, stay true, right, to really what motivates you. You know, it's easy to talk about other people's experiences, but it's better to talk about things that you can relate to, because we hear passion. We hear a different kind of expression when it's your own experience versus some, you know, somebody else's or some shit you made up. You know, we know when it's a lie. You know, one thing about it, we'll rock with you. But we'll rock with you knowing that it's a lie, you know, specifically if it sounds good.
And then call you out.
But, yeah, you know, because, listen, we realize that, you know, all this whole thing is about storytelling, you know, but some people's stories are authentic, they're believable, and then some people's, you know, stories are like, you know, we be rocking, and then when we realize what we actually say, it'd be like, now that's some bullshit right there. But we still rocking, though. We're still rocking. Yeah. Yeah. We'd be like, lies. In the midst of Bobby, we lies.
Yeah.
Number three.
As long as you realize the lie.
Record. As artists are perfecting their craft and finding their message, you know, they need to record their music and begin creating full songs at the end of the day. You know, a lot of times, you know, we create hooks, you know, we write little verses down, go back to it, we call them bars, you know, but stop writing bars and write full songs, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
really go the whole mile and start to cultivate songs that could possibly, you know, help you to break your career. Stop procrastinating. That's the one thing that A-Luck said his friend, you know, kind of put a fire under him and motivated him to kind of get in the studio. He's like, yo, you're dope. You know, stop playing games. Stop procrastinating. Everybody's not going to have a friend that does that for them. Some of us got to pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps and tell ourselves to stop procrastinating. You feel
right.
Me? Tell yourself stop procrastinating. Go and get in the studio. Record. After you finish recording, guess what? Somebody got to hear it. You got to market and promote yourself in some kind of way. A-Luck was on this show tonight because somebody's helping to push and promote and to market him. That's how you were listening tonight, right? You got to be able to get out here and get on radio shows and be a part of podcasts and be willing to tell your story and do interviews to promote yourself. A lot of people don't want to take the time to do the work, but that's a part of the work. People got to know who you are. Get out here,
competing
and
showcasing.
Market yourself,
yes.
Folks.
Yeah,
got to do it.
That's how A Luck got on the show. He won a showcase, and it was a prize. So you never
know. You know how many people have businesses and nobody knows that your ass is in business? Like, nobody knows you have a business. And, you know, it's because you don't promote and market yourself. You think, you know, just because, you know, a few people know that everybody's supposed to know, guess what? Lies. You gotta
no one will know how dope you are until you let them know.
Yeah,
you
know,
have
I mean,
to let
some
the
people
world
be
know.
Like, you know, I just don't want people to think that it's all about me. Guess what? Your business
yes, you
is
do.
Never going to grow. If you don't
that's,
want people
that's
to
exactly
think it's all about
to know.
You, your right. business is never going to grow. So you got to
right.
shift your mindset. See, you can relate to that, can't you?
Absolutely. But you know how I roll. I give zero what?
Zero
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. You
mm-hmm.
got to be willing to put yourself out there. I mean,
you
can't
yeah.
care
you
about
to.
What people think or feel, right?
You
because it's
to.
Not personal.
You
it's all business. And again, how are people going to know that your business exists if you don't make it all about your business? It's not all about you.
You have to be
it's
confident.
All about that thing, that confidence, absolutely.
Yes.
You have to be
listen,
confident in whatever your product
need,
is.
If people have a need, you have a solution. And your product, your service is the solution to the need. Get it out there.
Got to.
And after you market and promote yourself, folks, you got to be focused on building your network. You know, you got to network with other people in order to build a team. You know, while creating and performing, you know, and if it's not music that you got, you know, if it's another product, we're talking about music tonight, you know, you need to attend, like, networking events, open mics, music conferences. You got to go, you know, places where creative and business people hang out. A Luck won a showcase, as Hot Chocolate mentioned. So he put mm-hmm. himself out there by participating with what's going on in the marketplace. You have to be in the marketplace if you want to market.
Right.
Meaning you got to be amongst the people who you're trying to promote to.
Yeah.
Build your network. Put yourself out there. And be willing to accept people's feedback.
Exactly.
Listen to what people have to say. Don't be so on the defense all the time, and don't think that people hating on you. Ain't nobody hating on your ass. Let me tell you right now. Ain't nobody
it's
hating on
feedback.
You.
Honest feedback. And everyone's not going
to
like you.
Absolutely. Mature people know how to accept, apply, and give feedback. Feedback is two ways. It's two ways. If somebody tells you something that you're not clearly, you know, that you don't clearly understand, ask questions. But don't just push back and reject what people are saying, because that makes people never want to say anything to you again. And the best thing that you could ever have is somebody giving you some honest feedback because they want to help you. Now, you do have people sometimes that throw shade. And you got to be, now I'm just being honest, you got to be willing to dissect and discern shade from honest feedback, right? Most people are really trying to help you, you know, but you got to be careful of those who labor amongst you. But I think what's most important for an artist today, you know, is always remember why you want to be an artist. And stay motivated surrounding that particular reason. You know, I mean, yeah. it can be a very tough business. You know, but what's worse than not pursuing your passion and giving up on your dreams because you were scared? Don't be scared. You know, don't let fear keep you from doing what you really want to do. So remember why you want to do it in the first place, right? Believe in yourself and believe in your why and let that carry you through. A-Lung talked about that a little bit. You know, he talked about how this game could be a little grimy, right? And so, you know, if it's going to be grimy, you know, why you want to, you know, fake your way through it? You know, you have to be authentic and uniquely who you are. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. But perfect your craft, you know, and make it worthwhile. You don't be wasting people's time with no mediocre, you know, music and no mediocre talent, specifically when you ain't trying to put in the work. You know, the game is plentiful. There's a lot of artists, and this thing is tough. So be the best you can be, or just go in and sit your ass down. Because, you know, Sweet Brown said it best. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Shout out to Quinn Elijah, too, with the Rate the Music Showcase. Again, the showcase that A-Luck was the winner of, and we are looking to partner with them again in the future and have other winners on. So, again, you get out there and you put in that work, you know, you grind and you get
the
feedback and put in that work and get the good feedback from the crowd. You too may be the winner of an upcoming showcase, and you too could be the winner of an interview on TM Hami Radio Live with the Social Lab right here.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got another dope artist on Wednesday. You want to certainly check us out on Wednesday. I'm trying to things come and go. Like, I was trying to, off the top of my head, figure it out. And so thank you for helping to stall, because I couldn't on the top of my head figure it out. Keith Jacobs is the name of the artist. R&B, he's dope. An R&B newcomer, Keith Jacobs, hanging out with us on Wednesday, and you don't want to miss it. I want to say he's out of New York, but I'm not sure if Keith Jacobs is out of New York or not. But again, a treat for you. We had hip hop tonight. We got R&B on Wednesday. It's Relationship Wednesday. Plus, we'll be chopping it up with Fee. Fee, you want to share a little bit about what you're chopping up on Wednesday for the people, or is it a secret?
No, it's no secret. It's going to be my hot Cajun crab dip.
Oh, Lord.
Cajun crab dip. You don't want to miss this on Wednesday, as she's going to spill the beans on the recipe for that hot Cajun crab dip. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy some special little crackers right now for that hot Cajun crab dip. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely
some
sounds
of that,
good.
Some of that hard bread stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Plus our special guest, Keith Jacobs. All of that on Wednesday. Hey, remember, if you're trying to break into the industry, specifically the music industry, you know, our special guest told you tonight, it's extremely important to be true to yourself. We shared several industry success tips, and we're going to just recap for you. First, master your craft. You know, you can never get in enough practice and get feedback and give feedback and ask questions about things you don't know in the game. Study, you know, study those who came before you. We don't do a good enough job of really knowing our history as it relates to the industry we're in and our profession. There are people who came before us that we can learn a lot of lessons from, specifically entertainers. If you're in the music industry, if you are an entertainer, that there were people who had to go through the back door that you should really understand who paved the way for you today. When you hit that stage today, you know, what you represent and the people that paved the way before you, you should know something about. specifically when they couldn't, you know, wash their face in the same bathrooms that we do today, and use the same bathrooms in the same way that we do today. You should know something about those people. Decide your message. Be authentically who you are. You know, don't be lying to the people. If you ain't never shot a fo-fo, why are you talking about you came through the door with a fo-fo?
Right, kicking in the door.
But come on, folks. Be true who you are and stay true to your message. Record. Get as much practice in as possible. Market and promote yourself. Get out here. So technology is technology and social media is extremely savvy. Use it to your benefit. Promote and market yourself, for almost nothing. You don't have to really spend any real money these days. Take advantage of social media. That's something that's different. Network to build a team. You can't do it by yourself. I know you think you can, but you can't do it by yourself. You need a team. And most importantly, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Hey, we thank our special guest tonight, A-Luck. Check him out on IG, The Real A-Luck. Got his joint saucy. And we're going to leave y'all with lights off because we want to see feet twerk as we get out of here.
Let's go. Two things real quick. Violence is below everyone. Shout out to all of the promoters and fathers that were down with that yesterday. Happy Father's Day belated to you all. And we are the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, TM and Fee. We'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Live talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk.